Hey there, friends. It's Nick. So, yes, Everything Everywhere All at Once won big at the Oscars last night. 7 awards from 11 nominations. And I just want to talk a little bit about that movie. If you've not seen it, there's going to be some minor spoilers in this podcast. But I think there's something really interesting going on in it. And the first thing is, I suppose, that this is what now is a low-budget film, $25 million budget. They shot it in 40 or so days, I believe. And in a lot of ways, it's kind of what I might call the anti-Marvel movie. So last year in 2022, we had two multiverse movies. We had Everything Everywhere All at Once. And we also had, of course, the Doctor Strange multiverse movie. And in a lot of ways, Everything Everywhere All at Once is a bit like the movie I wanted Doctor Strange to be. And it's also the kind of movie that you know, a genuine hit factory like Marvel has been over the past few years could never really produce, because Everything Everywhere at Once is just so incredibly strange. Parts of it are extraordinarily, extraordinarily strange. We're following Michelle Yeoh's character, Evelyn, who is, well, her life's falling apart. She runs a laundrette. Her father is losing his mind. Her husband, let's just say their marriage is not good. Her daughter, who it turns out is a lesbian, which is a big deal in this American Asian kind of community, or at least it's a big deal for the father, the patriarch, is not happy. So there's fractured relationships everywhere. And on top of that, she's being audited by the IRS, which adds a whole extra level of stress. And of course, the IRS lady, their handler, you might say, is played brilliantly by Jamie Lee Curtis in this movie too. Jamie Lee Curtis won an Oscar. Michelle Yeoh won an Oscar. Ki-Hoo Kwan, who you'll remember if you're my age, as Short Round in the second Indiana Jones movie. He was the best thing, I think, about the second Indiana Jones movie, probably. But what we have is this extraordinarily mix of creativity and sort of weirdness that, as I say, you could never get out of a hit factory, certainly a factory which was doing everything by the numbers and by, you know, audience testing and all of that kind of thing. And it's an extraordinarily creative film, extraordinarily weird film. I mean, my favourite bit, and this isn't too much of a spoiler, I've told you that Evelyn has got problems with her daughter. Her daughter's called Joy, which is sort of a joke on its own, I suppose. And the movie, essentially, to give you the very rough outline, it turns out that Michelle Yeoh can switch between not just universes, but multiverses. So she can switch into all kinds of strange situations where she's a different version of herself and has different abilities and powers and knowledge and all this kind of stuff. There's one brilliant section. It only lasts 2 or 3 minutes. You might call it the rock section. You can probably just Google this and watch it on YouTube. But I'd definitely recommend you watch the whole movie. But the rock section is 2 or 3 minutes of where it just starts. There's no music. It's ambient sound. You're on a cliff, looking out over a vast kind of desert, and in front of you is a rock. And the shot changes, or the camera pulls back or something, and you see there are actually two rocks. And these two rocks start talking to each other, just in subtitles. There's no sound, just in subtitles. And it turns out that it's Joy and her mum in a universe where the conditions for life never existed. So all we have are rocks. And of course, Evelyn, the mother, by this point, she's ready to apologize. And I think I'm right in saying this. I've only seen the movie once, but she starts to apologize to her daughter. I'm sorry for screwing everything up or whatever. And her daughter says, Mum, don't worry. You don't have to worry about this kind of stuff. You can just sit here being a rock. And I love that. I love that. It's so weird. And then they go off and they talk about how crazy humans are, how we used to think that, you know, we were the center of the universe. And now not only are we a small planet that revolves around a small sun that, you know, is one of trillions of suns in our universe. And they say, now we have to put up with the fact that is one universe out of a whole multiverse of universes. And what you get to see in the movie is little snippets of all of these crazy, strange ideas that the directors had. I think there were three directors on this movie, maybe a couple, but there were definitely, you know, there's definitely a lot of people involved. And a lot of, it's like a fertile field of creativity. And I'm going to stop talking about it now, because really what you should do is watch it. And hopefully when you do, whether it's your kind of thing or not, you'll see, A, why it deserved to win 7 of its 11 nominations, but also this idea that this is something that's broken out. And we might think $25 million is a massive amount of money, but to film a movie these days, it's a very small amount of money. And to give you an idea, I mean, I remember Terminator 2 blew everyone away with the size of its budgets, whenever that was, 30 years ago, probably more. And it was $80 million. And there's this movie that just won 7 Oscars and its budget was $25 million. And my point is, I am getting to a point, I promise, is this, that none of us can compete with Marvel. You can't compete with the big guns, the hit factories. But there is a route. There is a route where we can do an everything everywhere all at once. And we can do something that is unique enough, strange enough, weird enough, niche enough, that it begins to build an audience of people who are unique and strange and weird like we are. And sometimes those things break out into the wider world in the way that this movie is done. And that's about telling a story. That's about telling our story and making our story mean business. Thanks for listening. I'll be going on again. But if you want to dig deeper into how to tell a better story, search online for story.business. Bye now.